Again, feel free to scroll through the slides as I narrate them. Google Docs. Collaboration made easy. Kind of. In this slideshow, we're going to look at asynchronous collaboration, meaning you don't have to be online at the same time. In the last presentation, we looked at how to share a Google Doc with another person. Picking up from where we left off, the person with whom you shared the document can click on his Shared with Me folder and access your document. If you remember from the introductory video, we looked at the difference between the old version of Google Drive and the new version of Google Drive. So keep in mind, if you're using the newer version, it's not going to be called the Shared with Me folder, it's going to be called the Incoming folder. Now Brad can see who edited the document last and how long ago. Brad can highlight text and then click the comment button, which you see in the top middle, to leave feedback. Brad can also make changes to the document because his permission was set to Can Edit. If his permission were set to Can Comment, he would only be allowed to comment. And again, if his permission were set to Can View, he would only be allowed to view the document. Back on Jeff's Google Drive, Jeff can see that Brad has been working on the document on the right-hand side. When Jeff opens the document, he can see Brad's contribution and comment, and Jeff can respond to Brad's comment by clicking on it and typing a reply. Jeff or Brad can click Resolve to make this comment strand go away. And in this manner, multiple people can work in the same document asynchronously by editing the document and leaving comments for other people to see. But wait, there's more. Scroll back to the top of this page and click on Lesson 4, Synchronous Collaboration via Google Docs.